on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
David Cameron's described last night's triple suicide bombing at Istanbul Airport as barbaric. Turkish investigators say at least 41 people were killed. 130 others are in hospital. Islamic State is being blamed for the attack. The Prime Minister says there are no reports yet of British people being hurt or killed.
I spoke to President Erdogan this morning to express the UK's condolences and to offer assistance. Details are still emerging, but we stand as one in our defiance against these barbaric acts.
KMFM News.
Stephen Crabbe has become the first Tory MP to announce he's running to be their new leader. The Work and Pension Secretary says his first task would be to negotiate the UK's exit from the European Union. He says controls on immigration would be his first red line, along with two other key issues.
We need to negotiate a set of trading arrangements with Europe that is as close as possible to the ones that we have now. And finally, and this is key as well, our negotiation must be founded on Britain ending the supremacy of EU law.
Meantime, the Prime Minister has called for Jeremy Corbyn to stand down as the Labour leader. David Cameron's told the Commons it's not in the national interest for him to stay. It's thought Angela Eagle will launch a leadership bid with the backing of Mr Corbyn's deputy, Tom Watson.
KMFM News.
Two people accused of using a drone to smuggle drugs into a Kent prison are due to enter a plea in court later. Police think cannabis and mobile phones were dropped into Spellside on the Isle of Sheppey back in March. A 25-year-old man and a 37-year-old woman from South East London are due at Maidstone Crown Court. A Kent MP's called for politicians to discuss football hooliganism after violence broke out at the start of Euro 2016. Dartford's Gareth Johnson is holding a debate in the Commons later after clashes between England and Russia fans at the tournament earlier this month. He says steps should be taken to prevent it happening in future.
There's always more that these organisations can do. There's always more that the FA can do, is always more that the government can do. You know, I don't control FIFA or UEFA, but I hope I can have some say in what happens domestically here from the British government.
KMFM has been told the average cost of a house in Kent is now just under £300,000, more than 10 times the average salary in the county. The cost is up almost 13% since the start of last year, and prices are expected to continue despite Brexit.
KMFM News.
New figures show 94 motorists were prosecuted for filling up with petrol before driving off without paying in Kent last year. There were 263 recorded pump and run cases across the county in 2015, down from 708 the previous year. Amanda Stretton from Confused.com says people are aware of the risks.
One in 10 of the people who actually drove away from the pump without paying for their fuel did so intentionally. They'd obviously considered the risks and decided it was a risk worth taking.
The group behind a major arts festival which saw 30 gold bars buried in a Kent beach have been awarded £750,000. Folkestone's Creative Foundation has been given the money by the Arts Council to build on work they've been doing in the town. It'll be used to support talented local artists and develop the Folkestone Triennial Festival. And Hugh Laurie is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The British actors among a host of celebs who will be recognised next year. Goldie Hawn, Ryan Reynolds, Mark Ruffalo, Eva Longoria will also be honoured.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Marcus Willis says it'll be a dream come true to face Roger Federer on Wimbledon Centre Court this afternoon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, the British qualifier, the world number 772, beat a player 700 places higher in the rankings to get to round two. Football and Gareth Southgate is reportedly interested in becoming the next England manager. The current under-21 boss is the bookies favourite to succeed Roy Hodgson, who stepped down following Monday night's Euro 2016 exit. George Boateng played alongside him and was captain when Southgate became manager at Middlesbrough. He says it will be a good fit.
He's one that leads with good authority, and I'm sure he will get a lot of respect from the players, and even the players who are on the under-21s who are going to move to the senior squad, If you ask them, I'm sure they would say that they love working for him.
Meantime, Gillingham players report back from their summer break today. The squad will be having fitness assessments before endurance tests and running sessions this week ahead of a series of pre-season friendlies. They start their season against Southend on the 6th of August. And in cricket, it's the final day of Kent's championship game against Derbyshire in Canterbury. The home side are currently on 129 for 1 in their second innings. That's 66 runs behind.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at Kent Online. Kentonline.co.uk.